April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello. Is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the all new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It is the week with nothing to talk. Oh no, I'm talking about your wedding. Your wedding is coming up. Man. We also have nothing to talk about, which we'll get into.
Yes.
But your wedding, buddy, it is it. We have talked so much on this podcast. I remember it does feel like yesterday though. Oh, 100 days away. That happened quick, man. Went from 100 to 5 like that.
And also what's crazy is, like, I keep thinking about this. That I'm happy that on the pod, we discuss things that aren't sports. I love doing it on the radio with the Go Birds callers and everything. Mm-hmm. I feel like people have to get to a point where they're sick about hearing about this. I've been engaged since December. We probably bring it up on every single pod. So we're talking like, what, 60 pods at this point?
And it's all we're talking about this
year. Yeah, like, so it's funny. I feel like I'm at a point, and it coincides perfectly. And this is why when I picked the date, I picked July, because I knew there would not be a lot going on. Like, it would just be tough for me to be at the wedding in the honeymoon knowing, like, free agency was
coming. Yeah, it'd be impossible.
I just wouldn't enjoy it as much, right? So, like, but as a result of that, what I didn't take into consideration is, since there's nothing happening with weddings, like literally nothing, all I think about is the wedding, and like I mean this in the nicest way possible, I'm so done thinking about the wedding at the same time.
Well, not just that, to your point you just made, like it's becoming content here. Like,
yes.
Spoiler alert, Fritz is top 5 at 5 about your wedding. I mean, like, I'm sure when you're on with Ike and John today, it'll be wedding talk and, you know, who's coming and what's going on. We're definitely going to talk weddings. We'll talk about something this pod. But
I think what it is like mostly everybody, and, you know, I would be into our demographic, what percentage have been married or younger or whatever, but like everyone's been through
it. Tweeted Elliot, married, not married.
Yeah.
Flood him.
Exactly. Figure out an emoji for it. But like
ring,
everyone,
ring or
no ring.
I don't like fire. I don't know.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. But like,
speaking of fire, we got a story.
Yeah, we have a fire story too. But yeah, I feel like a result of it has been just like all time consuming.
Yes.
You know, like every day it's like little things.
Yes.
Just, I have so many little thoughts about it, but I have like no overarching theme other than like, it's horrifying to throw a party for 100.
Yeah,
people.
Buddy. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. You know, like, and I feel like my biggest fear is people talking behind my back at the wedding, being like, oh, this isn't that fun.
Oh. Yeah, first of all, everyone's going to have fun. It's a wedding and you're drinking. What you don't understand is that everyone going is like, oh, I hope they have a good wedding. Like,
yes.
All we care about is you guys being happy with the night. So, you know,
and also, like, look, everyone's going to get free drinks.
We're going to have a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
gonna
open bar. I'm there.
Yeah.
Set.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. Done.
Yes.
Hotel room. Yep.
Yeah.
Boom.
So I actually have a good question.
Ooh.
Should I save it for a real one at the end? This is a real one question. But you know what? maybe this is a chance for people that don't always listen then,
to see what
to see
they're
the
missing.
Type of content
yes,
they're missing.
Yes, hey, you could be one of these.
This is the application for real one.
Oh, I like this.
Okay?
Like this.
So this is like a question I would only ask at the end of the podcast. I
love this so much, yes.
All right.
And instead, this is another sign of where we're at. Three minutes into the podcast, asking it now. Let's
all right.
go.
So I'm going to ask the question first for shock value, and then I'll explain it.
Okay, good.
You ready?
Yeah, so ready.
Should I wear makeup at the wedding? Should I wear makeup at the wedding?
I mean, is this a real question?
Yeah, hear me out, okay?
Yeah, you there, need some context here.
Yeah.
Just to, let me get out in front of this. My initial response, earmuffs 1, 2, 3, fuck no.
Okay.
It's my very, that's what my gut.
All right. So hear me out.
Okay, go ahead.
So I don't do it as much anymore. Well, I never wear makeup. But
oh, interesting. No. Freudian slip.
Yeah, the context. Yeah, so when I used to do TV all the time, they would put makeup on me.
It's an important qualifier.
Yeah.
There.
So when I did TV a lot, they would put makeup on me.
Sure.
And like, I don't have bad bags under my eyes, but like a lot of people when they get older, like you have bags under your eyes.
Sure.
And keep in mind, let's be real. The main purpose of this day is to get good photos. Like, let's be honest.
Oh, see, it's so funny. I'm completely different. We don't even have our wedding photos.
Wow.
That's how little we
it's
cared
good,
about the wedding
good
photos.
To know. I feel like the main
we
thing
should.
Is like
it was a whole
getting
thing,
good photos, right?
No, see, all I care about is getting drunk and having a good time. That
yes.
was it. That was all I cared about.
Well,
all,
I'm going to try to adopt that attitude.
Rage
so,
day.
For the photos, I want to look good in the photos. Mm-hmm. And when I used to do TV, I looked better mm-hmm. when they put makeup on.
Mm-hmm,
me.
Mm-hmm,
I looked better on TV. Mm-hmm, I remember, honestly, there was a while where I was single mm-hmm. where, like, I would go out after I did TV because I looked good,
God,
like,
no.
in the makeup.
Oh, no.
So, like, let's be real here. Like, should I put makeup on for the wedding?
No.
And I kind of think the answer is yes. I'll have somebody
oh,
do it.
No,
they'll
no.
put a little bit under my eyes.
No,
like,
no, the answer is no.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're going to do it, you do it for the pictures and then wash it off for the wedding.
I don't know.
Because you got to understand.
If it's tastefully done.
But if you're sweating and stuff and people can tell.
I'm not putting mascara on. I'm just saying like a little like.
Well, I don't know how makeup works. I don't wear makeup.
Well, I think mascara is what you put on
yes,
the eyes.
Yes, your eye. I know
yeah.
what it is. But I'm
well,
saying like,
but
why
that,
wouldn't, if
that's
you
what
sweat,
runs.
Wouldn't that. Wouldn't
I don't
that,
think foundation sweats.
But it might not sweat, but you could tell that it's there. It
you're really
weird.
Close to me, yeah.
People are going to be right up against you at your wedding.
People
you're
going to be
dancing
to me
on
be
a
like,
dance floor together with people. Like, you're dancing
yeah.
with people on a dance
I'd
floor.
I'd be very surprised if people came up to me and said, I can tell you have makeup.
Well, now you're putting it out there. It's
yeah.
far more likely.
So anyway,
people,
if you want to answer, I'm on the fence about it.
I would say a strong no. I get your point. I get it, kind of, but strong no. I mean, again, I didn't care about the pictures. My day was about getting wasted, having a good time with
right,
my
which ultimately my day will be about.
But that's the key to all of it. Should I wear makeup? I did not see this coming at all.
I've been thinking about it
do
for the last
week. Do people do
that? I don't know.
I've never heard of
anyone doing
it. I have
no idea. But it's not crazy. Like, it's really not. All right, let me ask you this. If
yes.
you were going on TV.
Yes.
I mean, think about this. All the people
to.
That
they,
go on TV wear
yes,
makeup.
But yeah, it's on TV.
It's because you're, but it's a visual medium. Like,
yeah.
Photography is visual.
Yeah. Again, I don't care enough about pictures where I would ever do that. But, you know.
Well, it's because you're just so photogenic as
is. True. That is.
I'm
that
not,
is,
though.
That
That's
is another
thing.
Point.
I'm not photogenic.
But I just don't care about. Like, I wouldn't. What I would be doing whatever would be most comfortable and fun for the day. Like, what do I want to dance as? What do I want to, you
right.
know. I'm more worried about, like, are we doing shots right now? Why not? Like, yes. Ooh, that kind
shots,
of stuff.
Man.
That's where I would be at. But,
right.
So it never would have entered my mind to do
well,
it.
Well, maybe I'll have to ask Emily to find your
you
photos.
You should.
And
yeah,
see,
this is good.
See,
right.
see if it looked like you could have used a little
tweet
foundation.
It, tweet it, Elliot. Yes or no? He'll
should
know.
Elliot wear it? Yeah, he'll exactly. Know. Yes
yeah,
or
yes
no?
Yes or no? You should see how excited he got there.
Yeah,
when I was like,
exactly.
Don't put makeup
no context.
In there.
No context.
Just it is better that me. Way. Yes or no? Actually, I really want to find this out because I feel very strongly that the answer is no.
Right.
So I really want to see if the people are with me on this, or if maybe I'm just missing something here. And it,
yeah. So just tweet
cool
at Elliot at
do.
James at
yes.
Goberts Pod. Put all three so that we know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Just yes or no.
Yes or no.
That's it. I don't want
and
anything else in there.
I'd be interested to get a variety of people's opinions.
Me too.
So.
Yeah, some ladies chiming in too, because I don't know if that's an interesting perspective I would
want to
know.
Would you want your fiance to wear? The other part of this is her dad's going to be in the room when I'm like not getting dressed, but you know, like the pre thing. So it's like,
Is her dad like a dude's dude?
Oh, yeah. Much more.
Don't do the makeup. I feel very strongly.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
I feel very strong. Just in case, you know, dude dad is like, What's
like, oh, Elliot, what are you doing now?
That schmutz on your face, kid.
Yeah. Schmutz, wow.
You like that? I was going to say, I didn't feel like doing
You didn't feel like doing the earmuffs again.
I was going
to
say another S word there. But yes. I had not to, one that you think is just totally fine to say, though. So
right.
I'm like, ass earmuffs.
I just can't believe that's not, it's a top three curse word. It's so crazy. It's easily like a fat, like when you talk about like fruit, it's like just apple, banana, orange are like the main three
absolutely
fruits.
Absolutely asinine. Okay, so I'm happy we got the makeup thing out of the way. Yes or no? We need to know.
Yes.
We'll get back to the wedding in a minute. What I honestly forget where. So we spent like a few minutes beforehand being like, we got nothing to talk about, nothing to say right now.
Well, I'll just throw out a few random questions.
Yes, we're going to come up with Eagles questions on the pod. We're just going to come up with a question.
Right. So this is like a preview. This is kind of like behind the scenes baseball.
Yeah, like how we would normally inside
baseball.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, behind the scenes baseball. How we come up with a show. All right, so. You want me to go first?
I would like you to go first, yes.
What do you think is more likely? The Eagles miss the playoffs or make it to the Super Bowl?
Look at that. That's a really good one. Make it to the Super Bowl.
I think it's miss the playoffs.
It probably is.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Because I think like when you look at it, and I don't think that means this answer doesn't mean you have to be down on the Eagles, but it's hard to win like three playoff games, which is probably what they're going to have to win. If you don't project them to be the top seed, really, that's it, right? Because now only the top seed gets the bye. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about winning three games, probably two on the road.
It's obviously a lot more likely they don't make the playoffs, but I like the question.
Yeah.
Now, if you said NFC Championship game or not make the playoffs.
I still think it would not be not make the playoffs. I really...
What a bummer.
Look, I really, really think...
Elliot's so down on the Eagles.
I really think we are undervaluing the chance... That this team
craters.
Like,
look at you.
Not craters, but like look
Eagles
let's be
hater
real. Like,
Elliot Sherrod Parks.
And I'm not trying to be like a hater right now.
I mean
now.
You just were.
How much of this excitement about the Eagles is based off of AJ Brown?
I mean, I think it matters.
Right, but I'm saying like what percentage?
I don't know, 50?
Yeah, 50? Okay. That's a lot for a receiver.
Sure.
I'm just saying, it's a lot for a receiver.
I think it's the roster. I think people are excited about the roster.
But it's kind of the same roster.
Well, they added Jordan Davis. They added N'Kobe
Dean.
Yeah,
sure. I guess Hassan Reddick. Jordan Davis.
Hassan Reddick, I mean.
Yeah. I think it's tough to get excited about what. Now, Jordan Davis, I think, has a high floor. Mm-hmm. So I think like he's unique in a rookie way where you kind of know what you're going to get from him in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. The question is, can he be like a difference-making special guy? And that's where I don't know.
Yeah.
But like N'Kobe Dean, people are super excited about him. I think he's going to be a good pick. All those things. He's like a bottom of the third round linebacker. That's undersized with injury issues. Like, are we?
He's Ray Lewis. But
okay,
he fell
there
in
you
the
go.
Draft. All right, come on.
Right,
come on.
Like, do you think
he's the guy everyone's gonna be like? How did we pass on that guy? That's who N'Kobe Dean.
That and look, I think there's a chance that is gonna be who he is. I really do.
I know,
but I'm just talking about.
I get it.
Is there a lot of like things that don't?
I love that you're like, all right, I'm gonna come up with a question for the Eagles. How can I suck the fun out of this?
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
But I'm saying when, like, last year when I didn't think when I thought
people
the Eagles
were pretty
be...
excited your way for a week with your honeymoon. And
Dude, let me
like,
tell you.
No crapping on
I'm,
the birds.
I'm also
week.
At a point with the wedding stuff where I'm most looking forward to the honeymoon.
What do you mean you're at a point? That was our whole wedding, Emily, and our whole thing was let's just get through the wedding so we can go on our
yes,
honeymoon.
Yes, 100%.
Like that was the whole like our whole ethos the whole time was. Let's get through this so we can do that.
Yeah, 100%. Where
the honeymoon is everything.
Yeah,
that's where it's at.
Literally can't wait.
Yeah.
So, but last year when I thought the Eagles were going to be better than other people thought, the foundation of that belief was the offensive line, defensive line, and quarterback. Right? Like, I didn't care about the corners. I didn't care about the receivers, like all those things. I was like, they're good on those three things. So it'd be a little hypocritical for me now to sit here and be like, well, they, you know, like, again, Bradbury's a great player. AJ Brown, difference maker. Like, all those things are true. But ultimately, when I look at the three pieces of the foundation, like, how many of those three do you, like, really believe in? Like, I'll ask you this, ready? Rate the offensive line from 1 to 10. On, like, 10 being, like, it's the best in the NFL, you have supreme confidence in it each week, and then 1 obviously being the opposite of that.
9.
Okay, and I would agree. I think, honestly, if you would have said 10, I wouldn't
have
thought.
I thought about saying 10. I was like, all right, I probably won't say 10 for anything.
If they're not a 10, I don't know.
They're as close to a 10 as it's going to be.
Yeah.
10, okay. Whatever.
So you feel great about that part of it. Defensive line. Be honest with yourself.
6.
Okay, 6. Quarterback.
5.
All right. So
maybe 5, 6.
Two of the three things two of the three things that like matter the most. And then honestly, coaching staff, I don't think you would say much higher than a 5 or 6 either, if you want to include that.
No, probably not.
Okay.
I would probably say
so like
in that
the
range.
Foundation of the football team, you don't feel great about.
But it's all above 5. You know, it's all 5 or above. It's more than
but that's not great.
But the way I was ranking, it's solid.
Okay. Well, rank it realistically, which is where like a 5 or a 6 is like not great.
It's
like
okay.
If you get a 5 or a 6 on a test out of 10, you failed that test.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, again, I said I wasn't giving anyone a 10, if 9's my ceiling, then that makes 6 a little more impressive than, you know what I'm saying?
But you see my point?
Yes, I get your point. I get your point.
Like, I agree. The receivers are probably a 9. The two corners, and if you include Avante, are probably like an 8 or if not a 9.
Yeah,
like,
I get
the
it.
Tight ends, a 9. Like, all these things. It's like, you know, that thing that's been going around Twitter where it's like, you know, she's a 10, but you probably never actually saw
it. I have no idea what this is. Nope.
So it's basically like, she's a 10, but she doesn't like Star Wars. You know, like something like that.
Yeah,
the Eagles are like, they're a 10, but the foundation might be bad.
Yeah.
A lot of foundation use today. Foundation makeup, foundation.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. I do think that's one of those most
the pod title. Do you believe in the foundation? Should Elliot wear it?
I think that's definitely one of those most used analogies in football, sports in general, but the foundation for that. It's like the I was just talking about the one on the air, the chef ingredients one. You know, the like.
Oh, the who gets to pick it.
Yeah, all that. I mean, it's just such a classic go-to analogy.
All right, so that would be my question.
Okay, here, I'll give you one. I'll give you one related to what we were talking on the air. It made me think about it. Is the Eagles coaching staff good enough to maximize the roster they have?
So if you told me I had to pick yes or no, I'd vote yes.
Okay.
But like on your scale, I would.
I mean, I know the offensive
it's so
staff
tough
is
because,
Ken
like,
Gannon. No.
Well, yeah. Well, Gannon would be like a 1 on your scale. It's so tough because I really, really, really believe in Sirianni.
I know. You can't be around the guy without talking about what I like. He's the most charismatic person you've ever seen.
I think players feel that way about him. Yeah. I don't know if he's like a great tactician.
I don't. Well, I was,
and that would be my concern.
Yeah.
So like.
We gave a play calling.
Yeah, and I definitely don't believe in Steichen.
Yeah.
Now, what's funny is Steichen could be the opposite where like personally, like.
Yeah, but it could be
I'm never
a savant
blown away.
Play caller.
Yeah,
who
exactly.
knows?
But I do believe in Gannon. Like, I do.
I
now,
know
can
do.
Gannon put together...
You better, after all you've said over these... Jesus, what a turn that would be, really. It's like,
well,
this Gannon guy.
Can they get enough out of the roster they have? It's a great question.
See? That's why...
Well, give me your answer.
No. No.
So you're
I'm
no.
I,
okay,
no,
right.
I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't know. I certainly don't know if Gannon can. I think the roster might be coach-proof to a certain point. Like, I think they're going to win a certain amount of games just because... Do I think that they could take this roster and make it a Super Bowl team? Probably not. I think they'll get enough out of the roster.
Now, here's the other interesting part of the coaching staff thing.
I thought we were just coming up with questions, not answering them.
Yeah, seriously.
That's just throwing me
off. Well, they're just too interesting not to
answer. I like the idea of the coming up with the question.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
So,
Hold on. This is going to be a good question. I could tell. I can see where you're going here. Let me quickly just say, download the Bet Parks Casino
just
Sportsbook.
Say it.
What are
just
we doing?
Say it.
The all new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, the only sportsbook casino app that we recommend here at Go Birds, where odds, bets, slots, and games all come together in perfect harmony right in your pocket. You do anything and everything, basketball, gambling, futures. You can do futures. You can do football futures, which we will be diving a lot into over the month of August. Baseball betting. Who's going to hit a home run? Who's going to, you know, soccer coming back around. Get ready.
By the way, Leeds just. Signing all types of American players.
Oh, you excited?
Oh, yeah. Tyler Adams.
America West.
Yes.
It's going
to make the World Cup way more exciting to watch.
Can't wait.
This is embarrassing. I'm going to say it anyway.
Please.
I almost messaged Tyler Adams, the player, on Instagram saying, welcome to Leeds. I was in the car.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
I literally
really
had
great.
It typed out, and then I was like, nah. Don't. Just don't.
What is.
Yeah, he's probably like, this guy's like
this
almost.
This guy like
yeah.
live in Leeds or something?
Yeah, yeah, like, cool. By the way, don't live there, but welcome. Don't live there, don't work there, don't cover him, but welcome.
I love it. Welcome. Here you go. You could bet on Leeds or you could bet on the American teams that these
well,
Leeds
the other
guys
thing
are
too
on
is, and we say this, well, we're lucky enough to be with Parks where we've now said this, I think, 2 years, but like, if you're not into it yet, now's the time to do it before football begins.
Yes.
You can like, you can like, you know,
iron
get used
kinks.
To it, learn the
iron
terms,
the
like,
kinks.
And then when football hits, you'll be like, you'll
Boom.
Be, it'll be like adrenaline.
And it's so much better. It's so much
yeah.
fun. It. We always say this. I mean, no offense to fantasy football. It's adorable. It's for children.
Adorable is the perfect
it's
word.
It's for
yeah.
children.
It is.
This is man stuff here.
Yes.
And it's way more fun. It's just better. Fantasy football is like a year of just constant disappointment. Gambling is the best.
Fantasy football is only fun for the draft.
That's exactly. You're exactly right. What a great.
That's
your best
it. And
of the
also,
day.
Let's be real. It's only fun for like half the draft.
Half the draft. And it's like, oh, who am I?
Yeah.
I don't even know this guy.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal. New customers sign up now. Get your first bet risk free up to $750. $750. Just use our promo code GoBirds. That's GoBirds. Download now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at pa.betparks.com. And again, use our promo code GoBirds. That's GoBirds. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Back to your question. Did you forget?
Wait, yeah, but
I knew it.
No, I was answering your question.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a question. It was a statement.
Wow, I forget it.
We paused. You had a big.
What were
thing.
We talking about?
I don't know. I could pause.
The coaching staff, Gannon.
This is perfect. This just. I just want everyone to know right now. This moment was the vibe I was hoping for from this podcast.
Yeah, well, you're getting it.
Yeah.
Well,
I initially went in and for it, inside baseball, not behind the
right,
inside scenes
behind the
of
scenes
baseball,
baseball
that's happening. I said to Elliot, we should just turn on the mic and just talk. And I'll be like,
yeah.
What are we going to talk about? I don't know. Like, you know,
what,
so
were
we're
talking
achieving
about?
What I was hoping for here. It's your last pod before your wedding.
I know.
We got to be a little weird with it.
What were we talking about? It was the coaching staff.
You think I listen when you're
yeah,
talking?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Elliot,
yeah.
What's to do here?
We're answering the questions. Do you believe in? Oh, okay. I remember what it was.
We did it.
I remember what it
we're
was.
We're back.
Right. So part of the expectation is going to be that, like, this team is not filled with, like, the John Hightowers of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, A.J. Brown, I know these guys just got paid, but like A.J. Brown wants the ball. Goddard wants the ball. Devontae needs the ball when you consider he didn't get paid yet.
Mm-hmm.
Miles is like, could not be more open about the fact that he
Miles
wants the ball all the time.
Shut it down a
and
little bit.
I understand where Miles is coming from. It's such a perfect example, again, of like, we want athletes to be honest, but then when they are, we like rip
We're
them
like,
for
shut
it.
Up, bro.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I understand where Miles is coming from. I think an underrated thing Nick's going to have to deal with, and I think he'll be good at it, but it's something he's never dealt with before, is managing expectations amongst his players.
Yeah.
And if they're not good right away, it could get ugly. Like last year, they were 2-5, and I still think things were relatively good within the locker room, but like, you know, they didn't really have like star position type mm-hmm. players there. Like Devontae was still like, you know, not even halfway through his rookie year. Goddard, I think had just been paid or was about to be paid.
Yeah, it was like the earth trade, and then he was the guy.
Right, yeah.
You know, yeah.
So it's like now Nick's going to have to deal with the fact that if they get to week four and A.J. Brown doesn't have a touchdown, like that's a big deal. And mm-hmm. I'm just curious to see how
it's
he's
going to
deal
with that. It's a really
interesting
point, Elliot.
Like, do you trust him to manage these personalities?
It's a great point because he has not had to deal with that. I do, for what it's worth. I think any sort of managing of people and personalities is what this guy, I think, does best. So I think that he will be able to handle this situation and have the right approach for it. You know, my bigger concern is, will they design plays that
well,
get
so
these
I was gonna
guys
say,
the ball?
Like,
yeah.
I agree with you that I think Nick can sit down with somebody that's upset and have a productive meeting with them where they feel good at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only have that meeting so many times where on
like,
Wednesday...
Throw me the damn ball, coach.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
like,
I mean?
You
like,
can only have
here.
That Wednesday
yeah.
meeting so many times where if the player leaves the field on Sunday, yeah. like, wow, I once again got three catches
yeah.
for 15 yards.
That's a really
like,
good point.
So I do think that Nick can manage the personalities, but ultimately Nick's job this year is to feed a lot of mouths. Like, not to mention, we've talked so much about Hurts. Like, it's basically a contract year for Hurts. So, like, contract year for Hurts, contract year for Miles. A.J. Brown, super motivated to have a great year. Goddard is like... And I respect this about him, like, obsessed with proving he's one of the best tight ends in the league, right?
Love
when you look
that.
At, like, just how much he works and all those things, like, I think he's definitely wants to be that. So he, and part of that is getting the ball, like, flat
mm-hmm.
out. Devontae, I would guess Devontae, not saying he feels some type of way about A.J. Brown, but how could you not be like, well, I'm going to be getting the ball less now?
Sure.
Like, so I think that's part of it. Rager, you know, I guess, like, who kind of cares at this point? But
no,
like,
not you guess, definitely.
Quez, and then Quez is like that, but Quez doesn't have the juice where it's like
sure.
it really matters. So It's a tough dynamic.
It's a really fascinating. You're right. It is a really fascinating thought. How does he manage these guys and what their expectations are?
And it's something he's never dealt with.
And again, it's not just like on a college or even high school team or wherever we want to get like, you know, oh, I want to be involved. Isn't that? It's like money is on the line with these things.
Yeah.
There are extra levels. It's like Devontae Smith, like it's all well and good until I have to get paid, man. Like, so it is a really, you're right. I think and something that he hasn't really had to worry about yet that is a new challenge in his coaching.
And like last year, again, I think the locker room was mostly fine. I do think people believed in him, but like, let's not kid ourselves. The season was at the brink of disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember sitting.
No, it was.
I remember sitting.
And again, we were on WIP saying he should be fired.
Yeah, well, Joe DeCamera
was. Yeah, people were. We were not, but people
were. But I remember we were, well, you weren't there, but I was in the hotel room in Vegas, and we're doing the pod, and I'm like, we're getting ready to do the Elliot Was Wrong pod.
Yeah.
Like, Elliot thought they were going to be good.
Yep,
saying things at that time that were correct. Like, they were right there with the Jets, Jags, of like wins over the last, 20 weeks or whatever. Mm-hmm.
It is
so,
wild
like,
how
it was right at the. Right at the brink of teetering. And like, so now I think to expect them to come out, and they could do it again, they could, but expect them to come out and go like 6-1, like, that's really hard.
It's a good point. These are good points by you. Look
Thank
at you. You brought it today.
Thank
you. I thought you were checked out for the pod. You weren't.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. It feels good.
It's almost there.
To like think about non-wedding.
Yeah,
stuff.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Speaking of which, at least your neighbor's house didn't almost burn down.
So this is another not funny story.
not a funny story, no.
Should I tell it from my perspective
first?
Sure,
tell it from your... Yeah, sure.
All right,
sure.
Well, why not? I mean,
it's all about you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's your story.
The actual title of the pod is going to be something like Elliot's Getting Married or Elliot's Wedding Week or something along those lines.
Right,
so, yeah.
But it's really... It's all about Elliot. So me and Kristen are driving home from doing some wedding stuff. I forget what it was. And we go to like come by our street. And for those that don't know, me and James live like... a block and a half away, if that.
Not even.
So like when we park,
so
I see James' car when
door
I park.
To door. Yeah. Yes.
So we're going to park, and there's a fire truck, and I'm like, oh, I bet it's a blocked off for a block party.
Mm-hmm.
And
not a block party.
Yeah. Not a block party. So then we like drive around, and we finally find a parking spot, but I see like a bunch of people standing outside, and so I'm like, wow, that's definitely on James Street. That's weird. And then I'm like, I should walk over. And I'm like, what are the chances it's at James' house? And so I like as I get there, I'm getting closer and closer, and I'm like, wow, it really looks like that hose is going out of James' house. And I checked the Citizen app, and the person with the camera that was like showing it live was right by your house. And I'm like, this can't possibly be true. And the closer I get, I'm like, oh my God. And then I see you and Emily outside and Zoe, so I know you're okay. But
yeah, it's,
go ahead.
So it was my neighbor's house, row home, South Philly, you know, literally connected.
Just your houses though, which is good.
Yeah, like, there's a space in between and then a space on the other side. But still, it was definitely, so I actually, funny enough, and don't ever tell Jack Fritz this, but Jack Fritz might have saved our house from being in much more damage.
Wow, I didn't hear this part of it.
Because we were going to like go out to get, because I'm better now, you know, got through. Oh, by the way, I had COVID, for those who didn't know. I missed a week.
Yes.
Of, you know, that's why we have less pot. I had COVID.
Yeah,
feel much
why
better.
We didn't do the show last week.
I feel
week.
Awesome now. Yeah. We're good. That's why we didn't do the weekend show.
Trying to infect me right before.
I did. I was trying to get you right before. It was my whole goal.
Exactly.
But we're good now. I'm good. We're going to go get a bite to eat, whatever, you know, we're good. I tested negative. We're like, all right, this is great. We're going to go to the diner, get some food. I would have gone earlier if I didn't have to record I Hopes with Jack Fritz.
Wow, you recorded one Sunday morning?
It was Sunday morning because it was the night game because they were the ESPN game. If they had been a day game on Sunday, we probably would have done Sunday night. Record Monday morning. I'm literally posting the pod as I hear this super loud knock on my door. Don't tell him his head will.
I won't,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tell him that he did anything.
Yeah.
Loud, like urgent knock, you know, like one of these. What the hell is going on right now?
And right.
My neighbor.
I'd be scared.
It didn't process. So my neighbor was always like, there's a fire. We got a fire. And Emily, you know, God bless her, swings into action, fucking grab.
Yeah.
Earmuffs.
It's okay.
grab Zoe. Like, runs out. She's like, what are you doing? There's a fire. And I'm like, I turn around. I see smoke coming out of our floorboards. And I'm just like.
That would terrify me to
know. I'm like, oh my God. Like, what is. And I'm like. Like almost like frozen there. And she's like, get out. I'm like, I got the computer in my
hand. So did you think your house was on fire?
I didn't know. I thought it might be both. I thought it was theirs leading into ours or whatever. So I get outside. The fire department was there immediately. Like, shout out to the fire department.
Right.
Like that. Like, by the time I was outside, the fire department was there. It was crazy.
Well, there's a fire station like
right down the
two blocks from our house.
Thank goodness. But yeah, so they came in, they cleaned it all out. We were good to go.
They came in your house?
Both. But they went in Thomas's
first, right.
My neighbor's first. And they were like, crushing wind. It was, I've never seen anything like this. Like, they pulverized.
I mean, the house looked like it was dude, oh, not they, burned down, but from the outside looking
pulverized.
In, it looked like it was completely
these
burned
guys
on the outside.
Came in and just, and I'm sure that you have to open up airways on,
like, and also to stop a potential, like,
yeah. But it was nuts, dude. Like, they're like ripping wood off the wall. I'm like, oh my God, this is horrifying.
You know,
watch.
I was thinking about this, like, me and you are similar in the way that, like, we try to see, like, the bright side of things.
Yes.
Especially when our significant other is upset,
yes.
I would say, right?
Oh, big time.
So I was trying to think, like, if our house burned down,
same.
What I would say to Kristen. Same. And the best I could come up with is, like, well, I'm sure we'll get insurance money.
Like,
but
money.
I can't imagine standing outside just being
what
like,
what I said to him, and it's true, is that, and it's the truth, because what I thought of with the high opening and stuff is, like, this could happen when neither of us were here. Both our houses would have burned down.
The dog would have been there.
Like, if Ruben were there, Ruben would have died. Like,
right.
Without a doubt. Like, the house would have, if we were not there, the houses would have burned down. Like, it is that,
if
it
Thomas,
was a
if
real
you're saying
fire.
Your next door neighbor wasn't
Yeah, if he wasn't there, and
yeah,
if we
yeah,
weren't,
yeah.
you know,
yep.
like, if he wasn't there, at least, one of us,
correct,
you know,
right.
like, it would have, if we had gone out to think, like, my house might not have burned down, but they would have had to break my windows to get in.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot more smoke damage, because we wouldn't have been able to get in as quickly to open windows and later. Ruben might be dead, you know what I
yeah.
mean? It's certainly possible. So yeah, it's pretty
it's
wild.
So
it's
wild.
Scary as hell to think about. And I, you know, obviously we got away. I mean,
right.
I'm much more concerned for Thomas and Beverly. They're the awesome neighbors, and their house is definitely taking a hit. But
well,
it's a scary thing, man.
I think it makes a lot of sense that we started with my makeup question over your fire story.
I think so too.
Yeah, hearing it
so
now,
too.
Like,
yeah, a little more harrowing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's funny, not funny, but like how many things in life are like that, where it's like, think how different your day could have been.
Oh, I know.
You know,
I, dude,
like,
it was all I thought about. I'm like, this is July 4th. Like, I was, you know, we were expecting to do this. We're
yeah.
Like, diners. And I'm spending 2 hours sitting outside our house, like, we, you know, cleaning out the house, airing out the house, like, the whole
yeah.
thing. And it was nothing. And for us, and honestly, what it blew me away was, like, the watching my neighbors and watching people from their church come over and people, like, helping to, like, clean and all that. And, like, on July 4th, everyone has plans, everyone's got stuff. I was like, that really hit me.
Well, you didn't mention I walked over.
You did. Said hello and left. These people came over and, like, gave up their July 4th to help.
Yeah.
Clean it. And that really, I thought that was a beautiful thing to see. But
I will say, living in the city, you get more of a community feel than you do
totally.
Inside the city.
Totally.
Like, definitely. The houses are closer.
Totally.
Like,
totally.
But I think people say, like, you don't talk as much in the city. I think, like, there's some truth to that, but also, like, there's no denying.
I think there's way more of a
community. Way more a community.
I agree. So, but yeah, it was terrifying, man. You forget how quickly it can just be like. Phew.
The other, I mean, do you have any more Eagles questions?
Oh no, I'm done with
okay,
that.
Okay, so
I thought that was a clear pivot. Like,
yeah,
all right, we're done talking.
I thought so
there.
Too, but
we're done. Yeah, we're good.
The other thing is fireworks in the city. I see a lot of people tweet. Maybe that sigh makes me think you're gonna have this take.
Yeah.
Of like, fireworks suck.
No. I don't.
Like, a lot of people are like,
I'm
oh,
not,
fireworks, not that cool.
No, I don't. I didn't even watch them or whatever. I just, as a dog owner, like, there's very little upside for me with the fireworks other than it.
Oh,
like,
see, Kingsley doesn't get afraid.
Oh, Ruben hates him. Ruben hates him.
Like, we're literally.
He, like, sits there and shakes. Like,
wow.
He barks. Like, he hates it. So for me, fireworks are no fun just because of my dog. Otherwise, like, whatever. I have no problem with, like, organized firework nights. That's good. It's like the freaking asshats are setting off fireworks at, like, 2 a.m.
So that
for no
I agree
reason.
With.
That I hate.
And I think
but
it's, like, it's
on
unsafe,
the whole,
too.
Organized fireworks are pretty cool.
So,
no
like, we were up on our roof for the fireworks, and it's unbelievable how many fireworks go off in the city. Like, we were
oh,
up there
yeah.
for an hour. It was literally 360 all around. It's, like, by the art museum, by, like, Penn's Landing is kind of, like, on Columbus, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, Penn's Landing, by the stadium, across, like, the river, like, it was pretty cool to, like, watch all around.
Oh, I bet. That sounds
yeah.
like a cool view.
Yeah, and like, I was a
so
little...
So your take was going to be like, fireworks are cool.
My take is that I used to not like fireworks, but when you allow yourself to appreciate them, I also think they shouldn't be called fireworks. I was saying this to Kristen.
Ooh, what do you mean? Why not?
I feel like there's no
like
fire.
A bad kind of... You realize that it's the fire that
but
gets
like
them
it's,
up
but
in
it's
the
more
air.
Like spark,
and it makes,
but it's more like...
But you light a fire
not,
to light them.
I get that, but like, we don't call cigarettes fire sticks.
A lot of people do, actually.
Well, but that's not,
yeah,
yes.
Like
I thought of that as I said it. But like
not everything's going to be, but like, what? Like, I mean, it's certainly apropos. You could come up with a different name, but fire is a big part of it.
All right, so we call the oven, like.
But and not everything has to be named that. Like,
but you're saying the main reason it's called fireworks is because you light them with fire.
But there
what
are a
I'm
lot
saying,
of things that are named for the thing that they are. I mean, that's not a crazy
no,
thing.
No, I'm saying, but there's, like, when you look at the fireworks in the sky, that is not fire. That's the point I'm making.
Sure, but
yes.
To make that happen in the sky, you need fire.
Correct, but like
uh-huh.
We don't call cars like, you know, gasoline mobiles. You know, like.
But we there are things that we call those things. Like, I'm not thinking of any perfect example, but like, but
well,
you know that. I mean, like things just are what, I mean, this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what to say to this.
Like,
ridiculous.
I was thinking like.
like colored lights in the sky works. Sure.
I thought like light skies maybe. Like,
oh my God.
I was thinking like, cause since they're kind of like snowflakes where no two are the same, maybe there's like something with that. But not snow. You couldn't do snow. That's a tough part.
Fire flakes.
That, yeah, fire. Well, the flakes.
Oh, they
get
the fire in there. But, yeah.
Like, I had a good one last night. I can't remember what it was.
Flakes. I mean,
Kristen was loving this conversation,
by the way. Oh, I'm sure she was really. You're like, this went over really well with Kristen.
Yeah, I'll bring this up. That's yes, good. Exactly.
Wow, that really bombed. Maybe I should mention on the pod.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let me double down on
forever be on in recording.
Oh, buddy, that was good. I'm happy you enjoyed the non-fireworks.
Yeah, it was cool, though. It was
light skies.
The Stranger Things tick.
Oh, yes. Okay, so...
I have a Stranger Things tick.
Okay, so I have an add-on. There's total real ones. If you haven't seen Stranger Things, like...
Well, also spoilers.
Yeah, spoiler. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Saying watch it.
If you haven't watched it at this point...
Yeah.
You're not like a true fan.
Yeah, you should have watched it.
Yeah,
I never watch anything on time, and Emily and I are done.
Right.
So, all right. So, if you want to leave, this is the last thing we'll talk about.
Or at least just turn the volume down and let it play.
Yeah, or honestly, I'm not going to give away. We're just talking about casting. Like, I'm not talking plot.
Well, I have a plot thing that...
Okay, so Elliot's thing, don't stay here for it, I swear. Mine is not really. Mine is the... Just to hammer home your point.
It's unbelievable.
Because for those who missed Elliot's point was that you're very clear going into this season that the directors, you know, showrunners knew which kids could act and which couldn't and did a very good job of isolating the kids who could not act and keeping them together and keeping them away from all the action and giving them scenes when they had to, and those scenes were horrifying. Okay, I just want to hammer that because I think it's one of the great takes you've ever
had
on this pod. I think it is 100% true.
One.
And I think the way you can even add to it too is that not just did they put those guys together, but they brought in Argyle. Who, like, clearly is meant just to be fun. And he's
That's
great.
What I mean.
I enjoy Argyle. Like, they not only put them all by themselves, but they're like, not even enough. Let's bring in a new character who is total comic relief. Like, over the
it's
top, like, a ridiculous.
I don't like Jar Jar Binks.
He's
like,
a ridiculous character. And yet, still by far the most entertaining point of those, any scene with those people.
And
in
I actually didn't even think he was that funny.
No, he wasn't. But the point was, he was better than them.
So
that's how bad they were.
Two things. One, there's the scene where Max and Will.
Okay, so this is spoiler alert time.
So yeah, spoiler alert. There's a scene where Max and Will are in the back of the van talking, and like it's supposed to be like this really emotional scene.
Mike and Will.
Yeah,
Max is the girl.
Max the girl. Yeah,
Wait, unless you talk about Max and Lucas, you're talking about when Mike and Will are, right?
Yeah, in the back of the van. Talking
Max and Lucas also have that scene in the back of the van,
right?
Where they're like,
"Am
I in your memory?" And
so painful to watch them try to act.
It was horrible.
Yeah. He cried at the end, which I'll say, like, that was a legit cry. He pulled that off. But
I think Will's better than Mike. I think they're both horrible. 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 Horrible.
All right.
Horrible.
The other way you know this is true is. For, like, the last episode, like, 2.5 hours, whenever it was, they essentially spent half of that just sitting by a tub.
Yeah, I know. Doing nothing.
Their literal role was to just watch Eleven float.
Yeah. that's what it was. They were useless the entire
All right,
season.
Here's my... This is a spoiler.
And Jonathan included in this, too. It's not just the young kids. Like, Jonathan...
Well, does Jonathan still even date that girl?
I don't know. I knew they were a thing. I didn't know. In
like,
the show,
they never show them break up.
In the show? In real life, they date. You know that, right?
Really?
I only know this because of Emily. So apparently they're huge Instagram people. Like, they have, like, a real style. And, like, Jonathan and Nancy are together in real life.
I could see that a little bit.
No idea.
I bet in real life he's, like, pretty cool.
He seems like
he's got, like, a cool vibe.
Yeah, but in the show, no cool.
Well, like, I'm like at the end, they're from what I can tell, they're still together. They didn't even kiss.
Yeah, well,
when I was watching, I was thinking,
clear.
Like, she probably just doesn't want to,
so,
but if they date in real
life. I think it was pretty clear at the end that they were going to, if that broke it, because she was talking about, like, how... She loved that Steve.
But they never actually break up.
Steve, but they're going to, I think. Because they, like, Steve grew up, and she's like, oh, you're not really
growing. You're, like, super dull and boring.
Like, oh, you're just potted. Now you don't really do anything. All you do is smoke weed.
Dead
and, like,
inside.
Yeah. I think that was a clear, at the end there, was a clear, like, oh, she's going to be with Steve. Like, but when next season starts, she's with Steve.
So I thought this was the finale, for what it's worth. But
oh, you
it's
know,
not,
a,
right?
Yeah, there's one more
All right,
season.
So here's my plot spoiler thing.
Okay.
Like, all right. So at the end, the main evil guy, what's his name again?
Vecna. Or one.
Yeah. Okay. He's back. So it's like, what did they accomplish?
Yeah.
They went down there for like 4 episodes. He's alive. The one dude's dead. Everything's the same. Like,
it's
the only thing that changed in this whole season is the guy's back from Russia.
And now you know that it's Vecna who's done all this the whole time.
Right. But
it.
Like, they were like this big moment where it's like, we're going to go down there and like, I mean, just, yeah. Eddie essentially died for nothing. Let's keep it real.
By the way, real quick, I turned to Emily the very first episode of the season, and I'm like, Eddie's dying.
Yeah.
Like, it was.
Which is a shame because I think he's a great character.
He's like Bob in season two, the Sean Astin character, the, you know, boyfriend guy.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
like, you just know. You're like, from the jump, you're like, all right, they're killing this guy.
Well, yeah.
this guy's so real, dead.
You know, I will say he was so good and so popular. It wouldn't surprise me if there was
they found a way to bring him back.
Yeah, you know, like, oh, he's actually.
I honestly
alive.
Expected more to die. Like enough of Max Nakoma. Just kill her. Like, enough of, you know, like Matthew Modine. I was like, they killed Papa. Good job. Should probably kill Papa at this
right.
point. So actually, we're heading into the last season. Some deaths need to happen.
Well, and so that's my other thing, too. Like,
I want one of these, you all live and it's all happy and stuff. Can we kill Mike? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised. Biggest upset of the century is that they killed off one of the best actresses in the show.
I saw a tweet where it's like, Duffer Brothers, you know, the guys around there. Yeah. Duffer Brothers say Will is going to be a really important character for season two. I'm like, are you going to put him in a coma again? Like, I bet he's going to be really important because
he's setting that up
under control by Vecna the whole season.
Feeling
he can't do anything.
He's like, what he feels is a reduced role.
He's like,
in
oh,
the
I'm
he's like, I'm feeling my neck being like, I feel like I'm going to be spending a lot of time pretending to sleep in this final
let's
season.
This way. When Jonathan, Mike, and Will get the script for season five, they're going to be like,
it's going to be a short script.
Where am I?
Yeah,
Did
exactly.
I see anything? Oh, there's a look. I got a look in that one.
Yeah. I will say, though, I think Stranger Things has like made its way where like it's not Game of Thrones, but it's like pretty close to one of the most like biggest, best successful TV shows of all time.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, in terms of just pure successes.
Yeah, like, and it's good.
It
like, let's be real.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Yeah.
Like, it's shot well.
What
like,
do you
it's
mean,
dramatic.
It's Netflix's biggest success story. Without a doubt.
Hmm. I'm not fighting them.
It's
I mean,
a statement. I'm not like, this is not me.
Like, I mean, like, House of Cards was pretty popular. Like, they've had some pretty
nothing
big.
Nothing close to Stranger Things is by far the. I mean, it's like, this is not a take. This is an accepted fact.
Hold on. Wasn't Squid Games the most streamed show of all time?
Yeah, but Squid Games has been one season.
Yeah, but it was the most of all time.
Stranger Things, that's timing. That's because they have more people on Netflix than they did now.
Right.
I bet you per user,
well,
Stranger
ago,
Things.
Though.
Stranger Things season one was like 7 years ago,
so,
8 years ago.
So, to be clear, I'm not fighting you on this. I'm just saying, I think to say without question, there has
without
to be
question.
Some other shows.
No. This is not me. This is just a statement
of
fact. Stranger Things
what
is their biggest
is in the
hit
discussion.
Ever. Stranger Things is their biggest hit ever.
Like, if you name the top five, I'm just trying to think what would be potentially.
Nothing.
Nothing's
okay. in the discussion.
But just give me like one through four.
Probably Squid Game, like you said, and then I don't know.
Right.
What else is even close? Nothing. House of Cards, not close. Like, not
House of
hemisphere.
Cards was pretty big.
Not in the hemispheres.
Really?
Like, dude, 50 million people watch Stranger Things or whatever. Like 60 million people. It's
all
like
right.
insane
Fair enough.
The numbers for Stranger Things.
Fair enough. So I think House of Cards is up there now. I'm sorry. I think Stranger Things is up there now with like...
Squid Game you're talking about. Is up there.
Well, yeah, you won't accept that. But it's only most streamed show of all time.
I love Squid Game.
At the time,
Game.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Super entertaining, yeah.
And there might be a second season.
There's
going to
be
actually,
a second season. All right,
so give it some time.
Yeah, well, not
season
yet.
Season one of Squid Games was a bigger deal than season one of Stranger Things.
No, it wasn't. That's my point. That was just because there were more people on Netflix, so there were more people there to stream it. If the amount of people...
I mean, Squid Games was a huge cultural phenomenon.
It was. Like, it was. I don't think it was as big a cultural deal when it happened as Stranger Things. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think it was.
Yeah, I think you are.
Remember. So.
Yeah, I think you are.
Why are we still talking?
That's
what are we
point.
Doing? What are we talking
Very
about?
Very good
right
point.
Now? I know. Should we get out of here?
Yes, one more thing.
Okay.
I do want to say.
Of course.
No, I just do want to say, like, so this will be the last pod, and it's a shame we couldn't do it live on Go Birds. But, like, I just want to say thank you everyone that's, like, reached out, all the calls over the last year and a half, all the messages. Like, Tom from Vancouver was nice enough to, like, send me something. Like, just, like, people have been very kind with this. And there's no question that when I look back at my time as, like, the engagement and all that, like, having to do it with the 94BIP community was, like, super special. Like, when you go from being at a newspaper, and I was at, like, a website newspaper, when I go from that to radio, they say, like, you're going to feel more connected with people. And that definitely happened with this. So just want to say thank you to the whole Go Birds community, WIP community, for, like, everyone making this a special thing.
Love it. I don't know if I'm in tears right now.
Just wrap it up.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Hope
we'll
my vows are as good.
After his honeymoon, and we will break it all down.
Yes.
We will talk about the wedding. We'll talk about who made a fool of themselves, who didn't.
And then guess what? There'll be real Eagles content.
And then and then we're there. And
yeah.
It'll be beautiful. We'll hear, you know, some honeymoon stories. It's going to be a lot of fun. Until then, everyone, congratulate Elliot. More importantly, yes or no?
Yes or no?
Makeup, no makeup. That's
yes
it.
Or no?
That's it. I've never wanted people to tweet in about something we've talked about more. So please do this for
us. I need the answers. Okay?
Elliot, James, Go Birds Pod. Yes or no?
That's it.
Not
That's
asking
it.
Much. Let us know.
All right.
Elliot's getting married. Our guy's getting married.
I know.
Married.
Here we go.
We'll be back to talk about it. And to his point, we love to talk about it with all you because we love all you because without you guys,
there would be no us.
This is nothing. This would be really weird. So thank you for all that. And we'll be back. He's Elliot. I'm James.